Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonny. And before we get to the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you're getting educated about the show, you can click on that merchandise tab. And that's going to take you to our classic logo tee, our pride logo t-shirt, all of our different special events. T-shirts, our Last One to Die logo t-shirt that's right here, brand new in the online store. And all the gimmicks you've come to know and love and expect from the Renegades Puck are all still available and for sale. That's the most important thing right here, isn't it? Socks, throw pillows, wall arts, bed sets, so much more. Outfits your entire body, your entire home, or your entire town. I don't care. Just buy some merchandise, please. Stick taps, love, and respect, though, to those of you who have. Social media, critical importance here. Renegades, listen up. This is how you can help out the cause. Please go to TikTok, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, even Twitter if you're still into that, and follow the Renegades Puck and help us out. Spread the word, Renegades. We sure could use the support. And you can also check out Renegades of Puck TV right there on YouTube. Thank you so much to all the recent subscribers, except for that one that jumped off on us. We don't appreciate that, but you're always welcome back in the trenches. When you get ready to come on back in, please do and join the other couple of hundred subscribers that we have on YouTube at this point in time. The audio platforms, we are killing it on the audio platform. The podcast is doing great. Over 3 million listens already for the year 2023, and that is all completely and respectfully to the Full Press Hockey Network. We sure do appreciate what you guys are doing behind the scenes, getting us on more platforms in front of more Renegades than ever before. It is truly exciting times here for the Renegades of Puck, and we sure do appreciate you having our back on all of this Milwaukee Admirals and AHL coverage. We love it here in the bunker and in the trenches with the Renegades of Puck, and we're so happy that you do as well. Thanks for getting us out there in front of such a wide, diverse, and global audience. Again, stick taps, love, and respect to everyone at Full Press. Venmo, that's how you can support the show financially, or you can just make a donation if you feel like it. Every dollar goes a long way to helping the Renegades of Puck, so please scan the QR code currently on your screen, or just search Renegades of Puck on Venmo. You've seen us make significant upgrades here in the bunker. The microphone, the lighting, the camera especially. Now we are making upgrades a little bit more behind the scenes, but we're working on our computer system, our network. We're working on making everything here more efficient than it has ever been before. That way we can start conducting interviews. We can start doing some more programming. We have some really ambitious ideas. So again, if you can help us out, please make a donation to the Renegades of Puck. I got sheets all over the place. So that means, that's right, I know, it's time for the No Half Step in Hockey coverage. Time for operation number 768. Pause for photo. That's right, show number 768 for the Renegades of Puck. And at this moment in hockey history, the Milwaukee Admirals have forced a best of three series. After going out to Coachella Valley and losing the first two games of the Western Conference final best of seven series, they have come back home to Milwaukee. A change of scenery has led to a change in attitude, change in results, and, well, a change in everything in this series. Because now After games 3 and 4 in Milwaukee, the series is all tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5 will take place in Milwaukee. That will take place on Saturday. And then game 6 and 7, if necessary, will be back in Coachella Valley. So the Milwaukee Admirals, in order to win this best of 7 series, will have to do something that they have not done in this series and something they've never done in their franchise history. They will have to go to Coachella Valley and win on the road at least one game as far as things are setting up. How did we get to this point, though? It was Coachella Valley winning game 1, 6-4, and taking a 1-0 lead in the series. In game 2, it was Coachella Valley taking a 5-3 victory and a 2-0 lead in the best of 7 series. Change of scenery back to Milwaukee, and also a change in netminders. Carl Taylor pulling the bold decision to put Askarov on the bench and bring Devin Cooley in to start game 3, and was rewarded for that decision with a 3-1 victory. Cooley looked especially calm and collected in that game for not having played a single minute in the playoffs. That got the Admirals on the board and back in the series. 2-1, still in favor of Coachella Valley after 3 games, but now after 4 games, the Milwaukee Admirals have just secured a 5-2 victory on home ice to even the series up at 2 games apiece, making it now a best of 3 in the Western Conference Final. Now, for Coachella Valley, this is truly the first time that they have had to really face any adversity at all in this series. And since coming to Milwaukee, the series has completely flipped. As a matter of fact, 6 goals for Coachella Valley, 5 goals for Coachella Valley in games 1 and 2, only 1 and 2 in games 3 and 4. That means for the series, the goals are 15-14 in favor of the Milwaukee Admirals. Now, just quickly, before we dive completely into game 4 exclusively, let's recap what's going on the other side of the bracket in the Eastern Conference Final, because a game 6 will be necessary in that series as well. Rochester securing a 4-1 victory over Hershey. Now, Hershey leads the series 3-2, but Hershey was just in absolute dominant form, winning 3 games in a row to take a 3-1 lead in the series. Now, Rochester back on the board, making it 3-2 in that best of 7, and now Rochester will be at Hershey for game 6 and possibly game 7. So both series will go at least 6 games in the conference finals for the Calder Cup playoffs. We've got to update you on the statistics for the Calder Cup playoffs, especially when it comes to the Western Conference side of things. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Admirals, and then we're going to get into the minutiae, the details, the box score, everything about game 4. Luke Evangelista still leads the Admirals in scoring. 4 goals, 10 assists. 10 assists leads the Admirals. 14 total points also, of course, leading the team. Del Geiso, 4 goals and 7 assists for 11 points. Gross at 2-9 for 11. Afanasyev, 4 goals, 6 assists, now has 10 points in the playoffs. Kemmel, 8 goals, leads the Milwaukee Admirals. Add 1 assist to that for 9 total points. Sherwood, 2-7 for 9. Tomasino, 2-6 for 8. And we will, of course, talk more about that as the show goes along. Devin Cooley in net, 2-0, 9.51 save percentage, 1.50 goals against average. He has stopped 58 out of 61, and he has done exactly what the Admirals needed. He has played good, consistent, calm hockey back there for the Admirals in net. The Coachella Valley Firebirds, let's update their statistics as well. Joey DeCourt, not the same netminder these last 2 games as he had seemed to be for the beginnings of the playoffs. Now 10-7 overall for the Calder Cup playoffs, a .923 save percentage, and the Admirals have dinged his numbers up just a little bit now, a 2.41 goals against average. That is certainly up from where it had been. Lind, absolutely destroying the Calder Cup playoffs. 7 goals, 13 assists for 20 points. McCormick's at 11 goals and 8 assists for 19 points. Evans, 2-13 for 15. Hughes, no goals, but 15 assists out there on the blue line for 15 total points. True, 5-9 for 14. McKenna, 6-6 for 12. Highly impressive what Coachella Valley has been able to do on the offensive side of things. So that has you all set up for Game 5 coming up in Milwaukee between the Admirals and and the Firebirds best of three. Now, Admirals seem to have the momentum at this point in time after four games. It certainly didn't seem like we would be saying that after the first two games, but a change of scenery is what we called for, and it was absolutely necessary. Now, the Admirals back at home playing incredible hockey on home ice. Really, truly looking like the Admirals team that we had seen all season long. All right, that's going to do it for the intro and the setup. We got to get to the Rebirth Sports full game recap because we got to go back and talk about everything that happened in game four. So let's get to it right after this.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
We go all the way back to June the 1st of the year 2023, and yes, the Milwaukee Admirals are playing hockey into June in the conference finals, taking on the Coachella Valley Firebirds in Game 4 of the Western Conference Final, best of seven series, and the Rebirth Sports full game recap starts just 29 seconds into Game 4, and Olofsson's shot is stopped by Cooley, and then we are going to stop the game for a long time. If it wasn't for the viewers' sanity, I would do the joke of just pausing for the entire length that this review took, but even this seems awkward and lengthy, and trust me, there was another several minutes to go. At the end of all of that, it was determined to be no goal on the rebound put back just 29 seconds in. So basically, we restart the game, and at 59 seconds in the first period, DeCourt coming up with Sav on Afanasyev. It's the first shot on goal of the game for the Milwaukee Admirals. 4:47 of the first period. Cooley coming up with save on Lindblom at 5:13 of the first period. Schulte coming up with his fifth goal of the playoffs for Coachella Valley, giving them a 1-0 lead. Firebirds pick up the goal on a long shot with heavy traffic in front of that. Coachella Valley now leading Milwaukee 1-0, just 5:13 into the first period, 8:25 into the first period. It's DeCourt coming up with a save on Gravel. But at the 10-minute even mark, it's Philip Tomasino's second goal of the playoffs. This shot ricochets over the shoulder of DeCourt just as you draw it up. Tomasino's second goal of the playoffs gives Milwaukee Admirals their first goal of the game, tying the game up at 1 apiece with the Firebirds. At 10:55 of the first period, it's Cooley coming up with a save on Rafferty. 11:41, Cooley comes up with a save on Lynn. 13:40. Kache and Stastny off the box. 2 minutes each. That leads to a 4-on-4 at 15:12. We would see Willsby off the box. 2 minutes for interference. Cooley would have to come out with a save on McCormick. Then Cooley would come out with another save on Lynn at 19:41 of the first. Lynn would be off the box. 2 minutes for goaltender interference. Just absolutely running Cooley here at the end of the first period. Trying to get in his head. Trying to throw him off his game. Trying to get him uncool. He's not that kind of character. He wouldn't fall for it. Penalty would carry over into the second period. The shots on goal in the first period would be 12-11 in favor of Coachella Valley. One goal apiece, of course. The carryover is 1:41 in the second period on the clean sheet, and that's where Joey DeCourt is going to work. And Joey DeCourt's coming up with a save on Sherwood. Then DeCourt's coming up with a save on Ratcliffe with Afanasyev's follow-up. But then Ratcliffe's third goal of the playoffs comes as a result of solid traffic by Philip Tomasino and some close-range jam. There were a lot of sticks in there, as a matter of fact. At first, the goal was misidentified, later true to Ratcliffe, his third of the playoffs. 2-1 now in favor of Milwaukee. 2:01, though, into the second period, it's Wichow, his third goal of the playoffs. Long shot through a strong screen. Again, this seems to be one area, one way they're finding their way to Cooley, the second time in this game. Long shot through some heavy traffic with a good screen. This was tough hockey to see right here. Very good battle going on in front of Cooley. 2-2 is the hockey game now in the second period, just 2:01 in, 3:19 in the second period. It's Cooley coming up with a save on Pettman. 5:40, DeCourt comes up with a save on Afanasyev. 6:20, DeCourt, a save on McEwen. 7:37, DeCourt comes up with a save on Willsby. 7:37 is also the time when Wicho picks up a penalty, 2 minutes for slashing, but Luke Evangelista is also going to be heading off to the box shortly after that. 2 minutes for holding, circumventing that power play. That special teams exchange would come and it would go, and at 10:48 of the second period would be Lynn picking up a penalty, 2 minutes for tripping. DeCourt would have have to come up with a save on Evangelista's breakaway out of the box right here. Evangelista, great opportunity to put the puck into the net right there. Kemmel's going to score on the power play for the Admirals. It's his eighth goal from the left circle, delivered immediately to the top corner on the right-hand side of the net. Kemmel's eighth of the season leads the Milwaukee Admirals and puts the Milwaukee Admirals back in the lead, 3-2 over Coachella Valley. 12-9 of the second period. It's Cooley coming up with a save on Hayden, 15-39. Why not? Cooley, another save, this time on Evan, 16-45. Cooley back to work with a save on Rafferty. We are over to the backside of the sheet to find the 17-28 of the second period. Ratcliffe heading off to the penalty box for 4 total minutes. 2 separate individual minors. The Admirals, PK, would have to go to work, and they certainly would. Cooley would come up with a save on Lynn. Then Cooley would come up with another save on Hughes. We'd hit the intermission. One of the power plays is expired. Now, the second one would carry over for 1:28 into the third period. But before we get that, yep, putting up a stop sign. The Coachella Valley Firebirds are out shooting the Milwaukee Admirals 23-22 after 40 minutes of hockey. Now, to that carryover of 1:28, we would find the Admirals going to work. It would be McCarron's shorthanded goal that was set up by Jankowski. This setup was just simply, that's what we like to call on this show, world-class distribution, and Mark Jankowski was running that desk like an expert tonight. McCarron, his third of the playoffs, shorthanded, puts Milwaukee up 4-2 over Coachella Valley. 3:37 of the third period, DeCord comes up with a save on Sherwood. 4:39, DeCord a save on Thompson, but then at 6:25, Cooley, a save on Schult, 8:16. Thompson is off the box, 2 minutes for hooking. Devin Cooley is about to clock in for some significant work right here. A save on Lind, a save on Hughes, another save on McKen, and Cooley is just doing the work right here. Then at 14:26, Cooley continues doing the work, this time a save on True, 16:22. Cooley, another save on Taransky, and 17:18, Afanasyev was headed towards the empty net on a breakaway. A penalty would have awarded him a penalty shot since there's no goalkeeper in the net. He is just awarded directly a goal, even though it would be fun to watch a player take a penalty shot on an empty net. Who knows? We all saw Craig Smith miss an empty net from less than 3 feet away one time. You never know what can happen. But in this case, the goal is awarded, though there was quite a bit of confusion. Afanasyev is awarded the goal, his fourth of the playoffs. That gives Milwaukee a 5-2 lead. That would be your final. The shots on goal, 32-26 for Coachella Valley. So the Admirals only generating 4 shots on goal in the third period, even though they did have a 2-goal lead for the majority of the period, and they had a 3-goal lead there late in the period. Now, before we finish up the recap, we have to talk about what happened at the 20-minute mark. There were a couple of minor penalties assessed, but that truly, it doesn't tell the story. If you had to kind of stick with it to see what happened. Kemmel appears to have been hit at the very end of the game. It was off camera, and there was not a truly good description of what happened, but the Admirals certainly were pissed about what had happened. Michael McCarron was seeming to take it the most personal, and he was looking to fight everyone on Coachella Valley. The two teams basically just stood around on the ice, chirping back and forth, and every once in a while, it was almost like a pro wrestling scrum where one guy would try to break away from the pull apart, but the officials stayed between them. Michael McCarron had to be escorted, hugged, bear hugged, and moved off the ice, but it kept on going for a few minutes. But it finally did subside, and I don't believe there's going to be any disciplinary action. To be honest with you, what it is just really good heat building for Game 5 and for the best of 3 Western Conference Finals. These two teams had never played each other before this series had begun, and now, after Game 4, there's beginning to have that healthy dislike that comes from repetitive competition, especially with high stakes on the line. So at the end of tonight's game, you saw the Milwaukee Admirals certainly not shying away and looking for a bit of a fight there after the game. Coachella also not backing down. It's good to see the two teams there facing off against each other. After 4 games of hockey played, those two teams basically faced off at center ice and stared at each other and said, yeah, let's go. And I love it. Love it. Western Conference, AHL playoffs, now a best of 3. That was the Rebirth Sports full game recap. We've got so much more coming up on the Renegades of Puck podcast right after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more, all taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat. Mwah.
Devin Cooley in this game, 30 out of 32. Both goals against seemingly to have the same pattern. Long shots, heavy traffic. Now, those screens were very, very good professional screens. Very difficult shots to see. Cooley had a tough time tracking it, seeing it through the traffic, and getting a hold of it. But those are the only two goals against in this game. And the team in front of him scored five, and the defense played quite well. And he made the saves that he needed to make. As a matter of fact, I made the notation, it was another calm night of just making saves. 30 saves seemed like a rather routine night for Devin Cooley. Now, the third period, he certainly faced a heavier shot volume in the third period. It was 9 shots for Coachella Valley versus 4, so the Admirals let Coachella Valley kind of get a little bit more offensive time than they had at other times of the game. But Cooley, outstanding in the first two games that he has played. 2-0, 9.51 save percentage, 1.50 goals against, and he stopped 58 out of 61. And again, it's the calming influence that he has over the players in front of him. The Milwaukee Admirals have been a very different team since Cooley has taken over net, and also since they switched back to home ice. Another player that has turned this series completely around. I know a lot of weird points tonight. It's really late. Tomasino, a goal and assist in this game. And you know what? The notation to make, I'm unburying him right here because there is no doubt. Go back and watch. I buried him in the previous rounds because of his lack of performance, because of the expectations that I have for a player of Philip Tomasino's caliber. I think Philip Tomasino should be wearing a letter in the NHL within a couple of years. No doubt about that. I have a lot of high bar expectations for Philip Tomasino, and he has arrived just in time, and it has helped change the series. Carl Taylor changing to Devin Cooley in net, and Philip Tomasino arriving just in time is absolutely what has turned the series around. Now, 8 points after, frankly, the most disappointing performance on the entire roster through the first two rounds. He is fully turning that curve right now, and in the final best of three in this Western Conference final series, he could absolutely be the difference maker, the series changer, if you will. Philip Tomasino has arrived just in time. Told you the time was getting short, but he got here. Afanasyev, a goal and assist, 5 shots on goal, 10 points in the playoffs. And yes, the goal comes on an empty net in a very weird circumstance where he's being awarded a penalty shot on an empty net, and he's just awarded a goal, never actually had to complete the action. Matter of fact, never even skated the puck all the way to the red line. But that makes no difference. It was the hustle, the effort, the jam, the no half step, and that comes along with what he was doing out there in an important time of the game with his team up by 2 with the empty net with still quite a bit of time remaining. Afanasyev comes through and he earns what would have been a penalty shot, gets the goal, his And now his fourth of the playoffs, five shots on goal, also led the Admirals and 10 points. He's a dominating presence out there. He does whatever you need him to do. If you need a big hit, he delivers a big hit. If you need someone to go into the corners and dig a puck out, he's more than capable of doing that. He can also pass, he can shoot, and he can skate. Afanasyev is truly turning into a dominant performer, and it's so much fun to watch players develop as the way he is. Kemmel, right before our very eyes, a superstar in the making. His eighth goal, it's the game-winning goal, the eighth goal of the playoffs, leads the team. He is an impressive offensive threat in every situation. Tonight, just flips that wrist shot from the low left circle to the top corner like he's done it a million times before. We've also seen him hit that blistering one-timer from over there in the left circle, and we've seen him just change the angle by a stride and rip a wrister from out high. That absolutely fooled Joey Decord in this series. Kemmel is proving to be an impressive offensive player for the limited time he has experience at the AHL level. Let's all remember, he joined the Admirals very late in the season. His experience now in the Calder Cup playoffs is almost equal to the amount of games he played in the regular season. So Kemmel, just impressive player every time he gets the puck in the offensive zone. Chankowski, it's a strong game. It's two as assists, it's world-class distribution service on the shorthanded goal on that rush, just absolutely freezing everybody and setting up McCarron for the easy finish. So Jankowski's got to get a nod for the world-class distribution service that he put on tonight for the Milwaukee Admirals, helping them tie the series up at to a piece. And I did want to make a note about Joey Decord and the Coachella Valley Firebirds are vulnerable on the road. They are not the same team. They do not have the same confidence on the road. They do not have the same attention to detail. They do not seem to have the same focus. And I'm going to tell you, I think they truly, and this is true for a lot of teams, they feed off of their home arena. Listen, there's no doubt Coachella Valley Firebirds turn the people out and they have a good time. Their presentation is top notch and they certainly have plenty of fans coming out to the rink. And I think that the team feeds off of that. And I think since they've switched to Milwaukee, they've been missing that little bit of extra effort energy that's been behind them in the first two games of the series. So now after four games, all things are evened up and the Admirals have the advantage with only one more game on their home ice. But there is no doubt that Joey Decord is not the same netminder on the road in these last two games that he was in the first two games against the Milwaukee Admirals and frankly throughout much of the Calder Cup playoffs. This is a vulnerable team and the Admirals could find themselves with a 3-2 lead after game five going back to Coachella Valley. Now, Brian Bastin's here. He's got the charts you need to see, the numbers you need to know, and he's even got an introduction.
Men with no hose. Where are you?
We're here at the Renegades Analytics Desk, and I'm here to give you tonight's one big stat from Milwaukee's series-tying 5-2 victory over the Coachella Valley Firebirds. The Nashville Predators AHL affiliate tied their third consecutive playoff series after facing a 2-1 deficit, and now the Western Conference Finals and a potential trip to the Calder Cup Finals are down to a three-game series. While more needs to be said, of course, about goaltender Devin Cooley's performance in relief of Yaroslav Askarov in back-to-back home wins, one performance tonight, though, stood out above the rest. And if you have eyes and have watched these Admirals in the playoffs or follow me on Twitter, it's pretty easy to see that rookie Joachim Kamel is the topic of tonight's one big stat. Joachim Kamel arrived in Milwaukee late in the AHL regular season after a successful campaign overseas and wasted no time getting acclimated to the North American ice. In his 14 regular season games, Kamel accrued 6 goals and 7 assists for 13 points, nearly a point per game average. Not only that, but he also picked up 3 of those goals on the power play, and 2 of those tallies were game winners. But if you thought he took advantage of matchups at the end of the regular season, the challenge of playing that well against the best in the AHL seemed like a tall order. But the former first-round pick instead rose to the challenge and not only leads all rookies in playoff goals with 8, but he's only 3 behind Coachella Valley's Max McCormick by 3 goals. And Even that second place total, though, is kind of misleading. Kamel got his 8 goals in 12 games, a pace of 0.67 goals per game. McCormick has 11 goals, but that's in 17 games. That's just a pace of a slightly less, 0.64 per game. Nobody in the Calder Cup playoffs right now is scoring more than King Kamel. He's picked up 9 points in those 12 games and leads the entire league in power play goals, where he's tied with 4, and stands alone with the most game-winning goals of any player in these playoffs with 4. In fact, nobody has any more than 2. In all, Kamel has played 26 games in an Admirals uniform with 14 goals, 8 assists for 22 points overall, just under a point per game average. 7 of those goals came on the power play, and his goals have given the Admirals the win a staggering 6 times. Let's put that into perspective. That's a game-winning goal for Joachim Kamel every 4 games. Now, it's too easy to tell if Joachim Kamel is ready to make the leap full-time to Nashville next season. Chances are, some more time in Milwaukee next year will likely only be beneficial to his development, but it's easy to see why. Everyone both in Milwaukee and Nashville are so excited for the future with this young star. But after a nasty cheap shot at the very end of the game, Kamel's immediate future status, well, it remains unclear. So let's all hope that the injury is minor and King Kamel makes it back on the ice for Game 5. And that's tonight's one big stat. Charlie?
The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business. And that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know, because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time for the box score, and we're going to go ahead and plow through this one. Phil Tomasino had a goal in this game. Isaac Ratcliffe with a goal. Michael McCarron with a goal. Afanasyev a goal. And Kemmel also with a goal. On the assist side of things, Jankowski had 2 in this game. Kiefer Sherwood also had an assist. Igor Afanasyev had an assist. Keaton Thompson had an assist. Phil Tomasino chips in with one. Jimmy Huntington also chips in with one assist. When it comes to shots on goal, Afanasyev with 5 shots on goal. Sherwood with 3, and also Isaac Ratcliffe with 3. Good job there by Afanasyev to generate that many shots on net. In net, Devin Cooley, 30 out of 32. Nice, calm, cool, collected night for him in the pipes. Got a couple other stats I want to give to you before we wrap up the box score. I mean, that's going to lead to another talking point that I should have included in the analysis, but I'm going to carve out some time here because I can do that whenever I feel like it. Let's go over shots on goal for the series at this point. In this game, in Game 4, 32-26, Coachella Valley outshoots the Milwaukee Admirals. That represents the third time in 4 games that the Coachella Valley Firebirds have outshot the Milwaukee Admirals, all except for Game 3. The shots on goal for the series, Coachella Valley has 127, Milwaukee has 112. Now, special teams, this is what I just mentioned, and I wanted to make sure we carve out a moment or two to talk about this. I bagged on the Admirals for their special teams play in Game 1 and said that if they didn't turn that around immediately, that they were going to find themselves out of the playoffs. And they have absolutely turned it around. Let me give you the numbers and the evidence as to how they have turned it around. Now, the Admirals in Game 1, their power play was 0 for 3, and they gave up a shorthanded goal. In Game 2, 1 for 4. In Game 3, 0 for 4, but they did win that game. In Game 4, though, 2 for 3. Now, in the posts in this series, 3 for 14, the Coachella Valley Firebirds, though, their power play has not picked up a goal since the first game. So they were 1 for 4 in Game 1, 0 for 5, 0 for 1, 0 for 5. So 1 for 15 in the series. And this is much like the way the Admirals were able to defeat the Texas Stars. The special teams battle came into play. So the Admirals' penalty kill then obviously is 14 out of 15. Hasn't given up a goal since the first game. And the Coachella Valley Firebirds' power play penalty kill is 11 out of 14 in the series, giving up 2-2 in critical Game 4. That's going to do it for the box score. That's going to do it for the stats. Let me see what else we got on the sheet for operation number 768. It's the most obvious thought of all. It's a best of three. Magnificent. We've gone from a best of seven and Coachella Valley being up 2-0 in that best of seven. Now after four games, it's tied up at 2 apiece, and the Admirals have come back home and have stormed back into the series looking very much like the team that we covered and we saw throughout the entirety of the regular season and the first two rounds of the playoffs. Now they are in a best of three for the Western Conference Final. One of these two teams is going to skate for the Calder Cup in the final series coming up here in just about a week's time, down to a best of three. Just absolutely incredible. It's going to be Saturday is going to be Game 5, and then Game 6 is going to take place on Monday, and then Game 7, if it is necessary, will take place on Wednesday night here. Wow, it's going to be incredible. So much fun to cover this and so much fun to watch it. And Milwaukee has the momentum after two games in the series, down two games, changed a net minder. They were completely down and out, but now they've got the momentum. They are now tied in the series with one more game to go at home. They have to maintain that momentum. Carl Taylor has to talk them through keeping their foot on the gas. Coachella Valley may be vulnerable, but they are certainly not out of this series in any way, shape, or form. And, just finally, one or two more thoughts on the way out the door. Renegades of Puck Hockey Club. First of all, fellas, tonight, lost in overtime 3-2. That's the reason I'm out here in the bunker. I believe real time, even though in the bunker there's no such thing as windows and we pump in oxygen like it's Vegas and we don't have any clocks around so that we don't actually know what physical time is. I believe it's probably somewhere around 3:15 in the morning in the Central Time Zone right now. I just got home, covered the Admirals game, broke it down, came out here, wrote the show, did the show, all that. All of that after skating in a pretty epic hockey game tonight. And for the fellas now, 2-0-1 on the season. We lost in overtime tonight to the Bobcats. And the first thing I want to say is congratulations to the Bobcats. It's your first ever win, and nothing should ever take anything away from that. And I should have been in the handshake line shaking your captain's hand and congratulating him on the first win. But I had questions and I had things I needed to get figured out and talk about with the referee after the game. That all aside, nothing should ever be taken away from the Bobcats winning that game. The Renegades of Puck down 1-0 late in the game. I had to move up to center tonight. Chris Brady out for the season. It's terrible, terrible injury. I have, as a captain, for a solid week, I have sat and thought about how, I send a player out there and the only thing I want to do is send them home. I want every player to have a good time. I want them to have fun and I want to send them home healthy and I want to send them home happy. And last week, I know I sent Chris Brady home happy. I know I did, but I didn't send him home healthy. Now he's going to be out for the season. That's something that weighs pretty heavy on a captain. So I stepped up to center for the first time in over 2 years and try to fill Chris Brady's skates. And I am not Chris Brady and trying to fill his skates was a mistake. There's only one Chris Brady, and when Chris Brady's ready and healthy and back in the lineup, I cannot wait for that to happen. But I'm going to have to figure something out at center for Chris. But back to the game. Down 1-0. Renegades just struggled to kind of put passes together tonight. Really tough on our breakouts and tough getting through the neutral zone. Give it up to the Bobcats. They did a good job of disrupting and breaking things up. But down by one late, I kept the puck in the zone. I flipped it over to the D because I was facing the wrong way to get it towards the net. I flipped on net. Chris Martel, just an incredible redirect into the net. Just an awesome goal. Congratulations, Chris Martel. I love that play, man. Just bringing the jam. So tied up at one apiece. And then Ben Brenton. Ben just throws the puck at the net. Sometimes the best shot is, just a harmless shot. It wasn't harmless. It was a good shot. Nice high up by the goaltender's shoulder and ear, and it got the right bounce off the goaltender's mask and into the net. Renegades puck had a 2-1 lead. We could not protect that lead. We left someone wide open in the slot with just a few seconds left with the empty net scenario with the extra attacker. It was the extra attacker that jumped on, got into the quiet area in the slot, and he finds himself a goal through the five hole, tied up 2-2. We found ourselves in overtime, and the Bobcats got the victory. Doesn't matter how it happened. We didn't respond to the defensive play. We weren't there to meet the play, and Bobcats pick up the victory 3-2 in overtime. We pick up the point for getting two overtime, so we came back, and to be honest with you, we didn't play like ourselves. For me, I was very in my head in this game. I think for a couple of the guys, there were a lot of thoughts about the injury that happened and about maybe some of the things that went on last week, and we were without one of our true greats on the blue line, Dustin Poole. So Renegades puck now 2-0-1 on the season. I'm so proud to be the captain of that team. I love that team. And I know you guys are going to check this out, and you're going to see it at some point. So I didn't mean to be sulky after the game, and I didn't mean to have my head down. I just felt that I didn't perform up to the level and the standard that I need to perform to be the leader of the team, to be the captain of the team. And all I want is to do the best I can for the squad at all times, every shift. And I got to get back to doing the little stuff, and I got to get back to doing the things that I do well, and I'm not worried about it. I will be there, and I'll figure it out. And last thing before we head out the bunker, I am in about 6 hours, I am having surgery. I'm having a procedure. I do have to be put under. It is going to take a few hours, and it's probably going to put me supposedly out of action for a little while, unless they are sewing my jaw shut, which that's where the surgery will take place. Unless they have to sew it shut afterwards, there is no way in hell you are going to keep me from covering Game 5, Game 6, and Game 7 of the Western Conference Final. I'll just tell you that right now, Dr. Wick. And yes, my surgery is being performed by Dr. Wick. If you can't trust Dr. Wick, who can you trust? So I'll be having a pretty big procedure in a couple of hours. Once the show is wrapped up, that'll be the last thing that I do before being put under anesthesia. So, Stick Taps, Love and Respect, Renegades, I just want you to know I love each and every one of you. Hosting this show, being a part of the show, owning the Renegades of Puck, being the captain of the Renegades of Puck Hockey Club, it is everything I have ever wanted out of this life. I have been able to do it all, and the Renegades of Puck are truly the empire that I want to lead, and the no half step in life is exactly what I have led to this point. So I'll be back on the air in 2 days. I'll text everybody. I'll post on social media. Loopy as hell, I'll let you guys know how the procedure went. Stick Taps, Love and Respect, Renegades, I seriously love every one of you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.